Don't just ride the index, seek to outperform it with Fidelity Active ETFs. Learn more at fidelity.com/active ETFs. Before investing in any exchange-traded fund, you should consider its investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses. Contact Fidelity for a prospectus, an offering circular, or if available, a summary prospectus containing this information. Read it carefully. While active ETFs offer the potential to outperform an index, these products may more significantly trail an index as compared with passive ETFs. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
This episode is brought to you by Merrick Pet Care.
I have the two cutest little dogs, Penelope and Winston. And I have to tell you, it feels like I have four children instead of two. They're super needy, but they are my little love bugs. And Winston and Penelope literally make me feel so loved, unconditionally loved. And every night when I go to sleep, I put the kids down and I get into my bed and I want to watch my show. The way they cuddle up to me, I can be alone by myself or Brian is laying next to me, but they always make me feel safe. They always make me just not feel lonely. I absolutely love the love they give me.
I love that. Well, and that's why what you feed them is so important. So Merrick Pet Care, founded in Hereford, Texas, Merrick has been crafting high quality dog food for over 30 years. Real is Merrick's recipes, so they always use deboned meat, fish, or poultry as the number one ingredient.
Merrick crafts real ingredients into home-style recipes like real Texas beef and sweet potato, or Grammy's pot pie.
Check out Merrick online or in your local pet store and look for their new packaging with real ingredients shown on the bag and inside it.
What up, everyone? Welcome back to the Bella's Podcast.
Yes, welcome back. And I guess the cat is out of the bag. I'm engaged, Bella Army.
Woo! Woo! Plus, our brother is back to host a hilarious edition of everyone's favorite game show,
Bella Brains.
All right, here we go. Happy Wednesday, Bella Army. I'm Bree.
And I'm Nicole, and this is the Bella's Podcast.
And we are so happy the holidays are over because the holidays kicked our ass.
That is right, and that means it's time for opening up, so let's pop that bottle.
All right, you guys, so today we're opening up with some vegan buzzes. Mm. Nicole and I are so obsessed with them. It's from this little place here in Phoenix called Delight, and we can't get enough of them.
No, we can't. Because, you know what, I can't do alcohol, not with this flu. And okay, you guys, we're going to get to my engagement, but I have to first talk about how sick I've been with the flu. Today is my first day out of bed in 8 days. Eight days. I have never been so sick in my entire life. I got diagnosed with influenza B. And one thing I just want to tell everyone, when you feel flu-like symptoms, I'm someone who powers through it because I just think my body's run down.
But what's flu-like symptoms? Because I feel like flu-like symptoms can be like a head cold.
Right. And that's very similar. I should have known that when I got a really deep, like violent cough, I should have went into the doctor. But it took me 2 days of just trying to power through. I'll be fine. Go to bed early. And then... Day three into it, I couldn't even move and I knew something was wrong. It felt like a head cold, but even worse. My body was aching. I was burning up. My cough was really deep. And then I go get checked by the doctor. I'm positive for influenza B, which of course is better than having A.
Right.
But my doctor was like, you're 3 days late. He's like, this is so bad already. And then yesterday, back at the doctor, because my body started to reject the antibiotic.
You start throwing up a lot.
Oh, I was vomiting all day. And so now I'm on two antibiotics, one antibiotic to help keep the other antibiotic down. I'm just a mess. I've never in my life have been this sick.
But can I say something?
And in so much pain.
Your skin looks great.
Well,
so
I mean,
sickness wears you well.
Well, thank you, but
I... But tell everyone who your nurse was. I mean, you had two nurses, actually.
I had two nurses. Well, three, technically. So I had Bree and Birdie for the first, was it...
5 days?
5 days. Birdie would leave water at the door because we had to put up a gate, and I got Brie and Birdie mask because I was so contagious that the doctor, like anyone who was near me had to wear a mask or I had to wear a mask and I couldn't leave the bed. I mean, you have no energy when you have the flu.
Right.
You're so fatigued.
But this is the thing is I know what you're all thinking. You're like, doesn't Nikki have a house next door to Brie? Yes, but my sister didn't want to be alone. So she was in my guest room.
You can't be alone when you're sick. I know. You don't know what's going to happen.
So we kind of made her a fort in there.
Yes. And then Artem came in town and then he took over and I finally went home. And he's been taking care of me ever since. It's hard because we can't sleep in the same room, you know?
Yeah. Well, and I started to get a head cold. So I was freaking out a little bit, but only 2 days and then knocked right out. Birdie never got sick.
But, you know, I mean, this flu, it's going around the country. I started to do a lot of research. This is a really bad flu that's going around. So I suggest to everyone, wash your hands. Be careful who you're in contact with. If you see someone coughing or sneezing, avoid them.
And I have to say the mask works.
The mask works.
Birdie and I wore the mask all the time and we never got sick.
I get why the people now do it in airports. I used to look at them like, is this a little exaggerated? I'm going to probably from now on be that person in airports that wears mask.
Yeah.
Because there's a reason for it. And after getting what I got, I just keep thinking, was it when I was at the supermarket the night before Christmas Eve? Remember how I wasn't feeling well? But Artem and I had to cook all of Christmas dinner. I remember specifically a man that was coughing in the produce section. Like, why are you coughing and sneezing?
Ew, all over the produce.
And when I started to read and do research on how contagious the flu is, it's like, you have to be careful. All I want to say is if anyone feels symptoms, and I mean, who cares if it's very minor? You want to go get tested. The test literally takes 15 minutes to know if you're positive for influenza A or B. So go do it.
Right.
Because when you wait long, it's dangerous. It's been a very dangerous week.
I mean, it can take people's lives.
And a very
lives.
Painful week. It's already taken 2,000 people's lives so far in the U.S.
Pretty scary.
It's scary.
So go get checked, you guys. But, you know, it's funny because my sister and I, during Christmas, I had a full house of all the Danielsons were over and Nicole had a bunch of people and we hosted big Christmas dinner and we had so much fun. And then Nicole and I were like, okay, the 26th to New Year's, we're going to get a lot of work done, but also relax, spa days, hike, do all this fun stuff. And then we were so exhausted and then she got super sick and then I started to feel sick. I mean, she just finally got out of bed this morning, but I cannot believe how, like, you try to think to yourself, like, oh, yay, after the holidays, I'm just going to transition easy into being healthy and just kick ass. But the holidays kick your ass.
And then I got super sick. And here, Artem and I were supposed to go to Sedona to have a magical New Year's Eve. I really wanted to ring in 2020 in a very spiritual way. And we had all these amazing, like, energy clearings set up and shaman visit set up, and I really wanted to go to the vortex. Artem and I were going to have the most magical days going into 2020. We're having this dinner that the Native Americans were performing for everyone for 4 hours with gorgeous music, and I didn't get to do any of it. I couldn't even journal.
And you couldn't cancel because it was so late, so you lost all that money.
I know. Which, if anyone does get a chance to go to Sedona, the Enchantment Resort.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, it looks magical.
Or go to La Berge. It's where I got married and it's pretty awesome. But you have to tell everyone what you and Artem were going to do from Sedona. What the biggest news of 2020 is.
So, if you haven't seen my Instagram, Artem and I got engaged in November when we were all in France.
Woo! Woo!
Yes. I will admit, it was very shocking because Artem and I, we've been together a year, but it was very beautiful and like our families were there and here we're in France in this castle. It's my birthday and Artem proposed and you guys, of course, Total Bellas was filming and I think that's why I didn't see it coming because I was like, there's no way he will do it while we're filming. Well, he did. But his engagement speech, is that what you would call it?
I don't think it's a speech, but just or the way he proposed.
The way he proposed. He was so nervous, which made me so nervous. All of a sudden, when I could tell how nervous he was, I got really nervous. And in my head, I'm like, oh my God, this isn't a birthday surprise anymore. This guy is about to propose to me. And I just, I don't want to give like everything he said away, but one thing he said, how he opened it, he goes, you know, you've come into my life and you've turned it upside down. And I remember going, is that a good or a bad thing? But like, he was so nervous. He just, you know, when your words just lose you.
Oh, totally.
But you know what I have to say, Artem and his tux and what he set up. Oh, I can't wait for you guys to see it. And I have to say, I'm super excited, even though everything was really fast. I'm really excited. I'm definitely going to take my time getting married. That was the one thing I told Artem is I was like, I do not want to plan a wedding anytime soon. I really want to take our time being engaged and just soak it in. But I'm extremely, extremely happy. You know, the one thing that I love is like you just love happens. And there's no rules. I feel like everyone tries to have rules of like, well, you have to be together this long to get engaged. And then
I don't feel like people say that at all.
No, I think it's changed over the years, but Artem's just taught me that love has no rules. It really doesn't. And it's so beautiful when it's like that, when you could just love.
Yeah, I feel like in every relationship you've been in, it's kind of been no rules.
Yeah, I think that's just kind of me in my life.
Yeah, I feel like there's just been a lot of, it's, I think for you, because your relationships are on television and through social media, like there's a big presence and everyone's in your business because of media, that you're always getting judged. So I think that's why you feel those things. But I really think people don't actually sit there and think like, oh, this is too fast or that. I mean, I definitely thought it was too fast, but...
Thanks, Brie.
No, I did. I did think it was too fast, but also like I'm not in your guys' relationship. So.
Right.
You know, for me, it's just someone who's outside of it thinking like, whoa, you guys are already engaged. This is crazy. But I'm not in your relationship, so.
Right. And I know it's taken us a while to post, and I'm sure people are like, well, you know, because Nana kind of said it, and you were saying it earlier, like, when you get engaged, why don't you exactly post? You know, it's hard when you're in our situation because there's also other people that could have a say into your life when you're a reality star. So we've kind of had to wait. And I have to say, even when we posted the other day, we didn't get permission. I finally was like, I just want to say it, you know? I'm sick of hiding it. And we were supposed to do a really cute thing in Sedona. We had this big plan we wanted to do, but of course that got ruined. So I'm like, well, I'm just going to post our photos from France.
Right. Well, my thing is I find it funny because of social media nowadays that everyone feels like they have to have a game plan of like saying it or
well, ours
how
isn't
it's done.
Because of social. Why we had a game plan though?
No, I know because of filming and everything. Yeah. But it's weird because when I got engaged and it was for TV, I announced it right away.
Yeah,
and I wonder if people were upset. I don't know if people were upset by it.
Well, and I feel like that was the season one where you're trying to figure our lives out. I mean, my first engagement, it was live on TV. So, I mean, that just happened. But it's so weird in our world because I remember sitting and talking to Nana about it. She was having such a hard time understanding why you have to wait for an announcement. I'm like, this is, I guess, just the life we chose. When you live in the public eye, they either want you to wait for a moment or make sure, like, I don't know. It's difficult.
Well, let's get to what everyone wants to hear.
What?
The ring. Are you so happy you get to wear your ring now?
I am. I'm really happy I get to wear my ring. It's been getting sized and also getting the setting fixed. You know me, I'm a lover of diamonds. And Artem picked out this gorgeous diamond. It's a very rare diamond. And I really love the shape. It's very classic. But when I was looking at it, I was like, I think this could be set a little different. And so the guy was like, wow, your girl has a really good eye. She's actually right about the setting, just because I felt like it wasn't showcasing this gorgeous diamond that he picked out. And I don't know, does that sound high maintenance or weird?
No, you're going to be wearing it every day. Do what you want.
Exactly. So it's getting, right now, it's getting sized and set a little differently.
Oh, nice.
I get to actually pick it up, I think, tomorrow, Artem is. But it's so beautiful. You know what? I just love diamonds that are very timeless and classic. If you can imagine it on Grace Kelly's hand, I think that's just so beautiful. And I can imagine that. So, but I'm so excited to wear it. And I'll be definitely excited the day we start planning a wedding, but we can't do that right now. I know you hear it with kids, you hear it with everything. Well, there's never a good time because even Nana was like, well, do something very simple. But I still want to have the wedding of my dreams. And I want to wait too. Like, I don't want to be in a rush.
So when do you think?
I don't know. You know, to tell you the truth, I don't really see us getting married in 2020.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. You know, maybe a courthouse thing and then do something. I don't know.
Well, there's no point. I mean.
This is the thing. It's like, I wish Carrie Bradshaw did have the big wedding. Like then when she did the cute little courthouse in the diner, I was kind of like bummed out. I still want to have that big wedding. So I don't know. And I'd be curious to know what our listeners think. Is do I showcase that on TV again? I mean, I never actually got married, but sometimes I go back and forth. Are there things that I should keep private in my life and not fully share?
I mean, I love privacy, but at the same time, I think what's hard being a reality star and taking people on the last 7 years of your life is this journey.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like you don't give them the ending. I think everyone would hate that. I mean, could you imagine watching a movie and then there's no ending? I mean, you're right.
And I felt that when the first time around, people were very upset at me, not just because of the situation of my breakup, but because I didn't give them their fairy tale ending.
Yeah.
They were on this journey of something I wanted for 5 years, no, 6 years, and then they didn't get that. So,
well,
I do get your point.
And
I don't
if
know,
Arden
very hard.
Proposed on TV, then it can't be that private. Do you know what I mean? Like he did it on
television.
No,
but what I'm saying is are there things in my life I need to keep private? Do I need to make those decisions on my own?
Yeah.
I mean, protect myself and, you know, now my future family. So, because Artem and I mean, now we're going to be a family.
Yeah, but I think a wedding's different because this is the thing. You have the videographer. You end up filming it anyways. You just got to film it to your liking. I have
That's
to say
true.
They were super respectful when they filmed my wedding.
Yeah.
They kept their distance. They weren't invasive at all. Not with our guest, not mm-hmm. with me. They didn't come down the aisle with me. They had the cameras really high up. I couldn't even see them.
Yeah.
So I felt like they weren't even there.
Right.
You know?
And I mean, of course, a dream would be to get married in Paris. But one dream that I've always had, too, is that I want my Nana at my wedding. So, and there's no way Nana could travel to Europe. So I think I definitely will keep it here.
You don't think she can travel to Europe?
I know it's difficult for her, and it's really important to me that she's there, you know?
Yeah, I agree.
There's so many decisions, you
Ooh.
Guys. Maybe that's what 2020 will be. It'll be the year deciding what I want to do for my wedding.
Yes.
Even though I've always thought a fall wedding would be so beautiful.
Oh, my gosh. And those fall wedding dresses.
Oh, my gosh.
I kind of wanted to get married in the fall, but Brian and I, you know, we picked after WrestleMania because we're like, oh, it's our only free
yeah.
time. But I was looking at these wedding dresses and I tried on this one, but they're like, this is for fall or winter. And I felt like a princess. Like,
I mean,
the lace coming down my arms, the high, gorgeous neck with the beading, the way the back was. And I'm
well,
like,
I always thought the fall in Napa Valley or Lake Tahoe would just be
gorgeous.
Gorgeous and amazing fireplaces,
oh,
wine,
oh,
faux
yeah.
furs. Yeah.
Maybe we do like an engagement party in Paris or something.
Wait, did you say engagement party or bachelorette?
Engagement party.
Oh.
You already had your bachelorette party
yeah.
there. We're not going to do that again.
I always thought New York City, that energy and vibe,
yeah.
that would be really
That'd
cool,
That would be really
right?
fun. Well, should I tell everyone my big news?
What's your big news?
I got a puppy.
Oh, yes. Oh, my gosh, Brie. I'm like staring at you with big old bug eyes. Like, what
like
are you
I got engaged
about?
Again? So Santa said I was good this year. I was on the nice list. So he brought me a little puppy. Her name is Penelope.
She's so cute.
She's on my Instagram now, so you'll see her. And I have to say, I really felt it was time for Winston to have a companion and for all of us, too. And it happened to be my cousin, one of her good friends, Frenchies, had babies. And so I was like, you know what? I think this is a sign. I'm like, well, is there a little girl in the litter? And they're like, yeah, the runt's actually a little girl. And I'm like, oh, Josie was a runt. And so
So was Wynn.
So Penelope's joined her family, and she's so adorable. Isn't she, Nicole, in the sweetest? She's sleeping
so
on Nicole right
she
now,
is.
Actually.
She, her build reminds me so much of Winston.
I
as
mean,
a puppy.
So much.
But what she does, she has a lot of Josie's personality.
You
oh
guys,
my
it's Brie, crazy.
Can you please tell everyone what Birdie keeps doing?
So, you guys, Birdie keeps trying to pack her suitcase because every day Birdie wants to go to the moon to go get Josie. Because I told Birdie about doggy heaven and how high it is, and she wasn't understanding the concept. And she's very much like Brian. Like, you have to be literal with Birdie. So I go, Josie's up by the moon. That's where heaven is at. And so every night, and Birdie's the best at spotting the moon. I mean, it's not even sunset, and Birdie will show you where the moon's at. And she'll always be like, where JoJo lives. So every day, my daughter is trying to pack her bags to go get Josie to bring her back home.
No. If,
I mean, every day, I feel like Brian and I stare at each other with watery eyes.
I know. When I just being sick here at your house, the few times I heard her say it, I was like, ugh.
I know.
So, but you know what? That just shows you, like, look at the love it gives your little kids and they don't forget. She's 2.5 and how much she talks about Josie, because she's had Josie since day one.
Her and Josie were very close.
But so. I'm very happy for Penelope. Yeah. She's a very amazing addition. So cute.
Yeah. Birdie's trying to wrestle Penelope, but I think she'll start to love her here soon.
Yes. I love it. And you know what, Bria? I'm saying next week, let's bring Artem on and hear from him about the engagement.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Okay. Well, Bri, before we wrap up, Artem and I cooked all of Christmas dinner, and I have never in my life cooked 9 hours straight.
I know, I feel bad for
Artem
you.
Did 2 days straight. I did 9 hours straight with him. Oh my gosh.
And who looked bougie at your Christmas dinner?
We looked bougie. Thank you for dressing up. Everyone dressed up, which made me feel very special. But can we just say real quick, how amazing was my green bean casserole? You guys, I did it for the first time and everyone ate it up.
You knocked it out of the park.
Woo!
I felt like it was the most talked about thing at the
it was
dinner.
The most talked about dish, right?
You guys had so much food. I was like, I wanted everything, but I couldn't do it. I couldn't consume.
You know what? I'm
you
so
went over the top.
Over consuming.
Me too. So holidays, you kicked our ass, but that's okay because it's January and we're going to get our asses back in gear. So that's it for opening up. Up next, I'm going to be kicking someone's ass because now it's time for Matchup of the Week.
But first, a quick break.
Welcome to a special segment brought to you by Xfinity. Nikki and I juggle a lot of different roles, being moms, wives, sisters, TV personalities, podcast hosts, partners in wine, so that means our days are very chaotic. I love being a mom first, but I have to say, I've never wanted to really sacrifice my career, and that's why we partnered up with Xfinity. Get a powerful connection that works throughout your home with wall-to-wall Wi-Fi. Whether I'm on a video call for work, I don't have to worry about them dropping. Or if I'm watching cooking videos to make something fun for the kids. And I feel like I've been able to be this hands-on mom. Work from home, I feel like I can just balance everything. As long as I have some reliable internet. Today, I was able to make my kids some breakfast. But before I took them to school, I had to jump on a video call. Head to my office, boom, I sit on the desk, and next thing you know, I'm in a meeting with people in England, and I'm going over a presentation with people in New York. The one thing I have to say that Xfinity has given me is peace of mind. I feel like Xfinity has literally made my household run very nicely, very calmly, and I am so blessed for them. That wall-to-wall Wi-Fi from Xfinity has allowed me to do so much of my day. Reliable internet isn't just a luxury for us, it's a must. With wall-to-wall Wi-Fi from Xfinity, you worry less about dead spots because, let's be honest, they're the worst. Huge thank you to Xfinity for supporting the show. Take your Wi-Fi further with wall-to-wall Wi-Fi from Xfinity. With reliable coverage on all your devices, home just got even sweeter with Xfinity. Learn more at Xfinity.com.
1 in 8. That's how many people have worked at a McDonald's. Who serve millions the best Big Mac and best birthday party they've ever had. Who haven't just seen kids graduate from a Happy Meal, but have gotten help graduating themselves. Because they know the skills learned here.
Bienvenidos. Welcome to English Under the Arches.
Can help you grow from here or keep growing here.
Hi,
1 in 8, start at McDonald's. And where you start stays with you.
Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants, price may vary.
All right, everyone. So each week we pick a topic to debate, and then we'll leave it up to our listeners to vote on Instagram who won the debate.
That's right. So, you know, with all this engagement talk, I felt like our debate this week should be, is there such a thing as too soon to get engaged?
You would want to debate this.
Yes.
All right, hater, and for all the other haters out there, which I know there are none, these are the rules of the debate if you've forgotten. Remember, we each have 30 seconds to make an opening statement for our side of the issue, and then we have 2 minutes for final arguments free-for-all. All right, who's going first?
Well, I feel like I should give you the honors. All right, Nicole, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Go.
Okay, first of all, no, I don't think there's such thing as too soon to get engaged, because I feel like love is love, and when you feel it, you should go with it. I feel like sometimes actually what can hurt relationships is when we have these rules of like, no, okay, I want to be with this person, but I need to wait a few years. Or, no, I said I'd never get married again, so I'm not going to do it, but then now I want to. Maybe it's too late. If you feel it, go with it. What's the most beauty about love is, yes, it can hurt.
Time's up.
It can feel good. What?
Time's up.
I have so much more to say. I feel like it's not fair.
Minutes.
The flu is making me talk slow.
Okay. You tell me when to go.
Go.
Okay. I do actually think you can get engaged too soon. I think sometimes that puppy love in the beginning that we get in relationships kind of blinds us from like what you really need to know when it comes to marriage. You need to know people's financial stuff, how they're going to live with you. You got to know those little things that kind of bug you. Be like, oh, but maybe it's cute. No, it turns into a big snowball effect and it will really bug you in marriage. But sometimes the thing about marriage is the partnership. You got to look more at just the love. Because let me tell you something, the minute you're combining, oh, damn, that does go quick.
Ready? Go.
Okay, so this is my thing, is I feel like,
I feel like
sometimes people get engaged so soon because they love that fresh love in the beginning, the stuff that makes you like giddy and gives you the butterflies.
Right.
But sometimes you got to get past that to really look at someone and be like, is this the rest of my life?
But this is my thing, is someone can find that out about someone within a month.
No, you can't. 2 months.
What do you mean? When you start dating someone, it's not like this person's starting their life all of a sudden. This person could be in their career already for 15 years and already know how their life is. Yeah, you could definitely. Someone could be a friend and you already know who they are and what they're about.
Yeah, but it's different for me. I honestly feel like it's different the minute you move in with someone. I'm one of those people who do believe you should move in with someone before marriage, because you can tell so much about a person when you move in with them. I also feel like the way they live. And I've heard so many times people be like, gosh, they weren't like that in the beginning. It's like, yeah, they're
comfortable now.
Yeah,
but this is my thing.
Now.
You guys act like being engaged is signing a marriage license. It's already like walking down the aisle.
But
no, that engaged time, which it's still something very special,
but
it doesn't mean that it's already permanent.
No, but proposing to someone means that you want it to be permanent.
Yeah, and when someone proposes, it's because they want to spend the rest of their life with someone, and they should have that moment when they feel it, because there's nothing worse than when that moment is too late.
I was with where it was so fun and giddy in the beginning. If they would have proposed, I probably would have said yes. But the thing is it wasn't right. Like, I just feel like with Brian, like when Brian proposed, I very much knew at that time. Like, he was the one. I knew, like, his flaws I would accept. My flaws he was going to accept.
Then what's too soon for you? That's my question. Like, for Artem and I, for instance, we were together for a year. Plus, I knew him for 2 years before that. So, for me, that's not a too soon situation if you're aiming it towards me.
I love Artem. I'm happy you guys are engaged. But I do think there's a thing of too soon. Oh, 2 minutes is up.
Thank you, sister, for ending it on that note.
I could tell we could go on. And yeah, on.
This should
and
be
on.
A 3 minute.
Actually, I feel like it should be a 30 minute. All right, you guys, we're going to post a poll on our IGs for you to vote, and we'll reveal the winner in next week's episode.
And now it's time for Dear Bellas.
Welcome back to our segment, Dear Bellas, where we give Bella-style advice to our listeners.
Because who needs Abby when you have two Bellas?
That's right. And here's today's question.
Good morning, Bellas. My name is Diana, and I'm from Elk Grove near Sacramento in California. And like Bree, I'm a mom, and I have three girls. My husband and I, we try really hard to raise them to be each other's best friends. But at 7, 10, and 13, it's not always easy. So My question is, how in the world did you guys get to this place where you guys are so close and so supportive? I just love your relationship, and I just see too many sisters that don't treat each other kindly, and I don't want my girls to grow up and have that. I want them to have what you two share, and I noticed that you guys are just as close with JJ. So is there something that your mom did when you were younger or even now that creates that closeness? Thanks for the advice, and looking forward to more Wednesdays in 2020. Bye.
Oh, thank you, Diana, for all the compliments. And what a great question.
That is a great question. By the way, I give you a lot of kudos for three girls, 7, 10, and 13.
I mean, wow, that is amazing. And also, Diana, and later when you have your wine for happy hour, drink.
That's right. You said, I'm a mom.
Because I'm a mom.
But, you know, I have to tell you, Nicole and I were big fighters growing up. We started wrestling at a very young age against each other.
Yeah, but we loved hanging out with
But we did. Other. We were best friends, but we did fight. I mean, there was at times my mom was like, how do I even get in the middle of this? But I will say this. I feel like JJ, Nicole, and I have all become super close. I think because we've been through a lot together, but at the same time, my grandfather kind of always reminded us how important family is.
Yes.
And he constantly embedded that into us. Like, we literally are so close to our cousins. We're all like brothers and sisters. But I felt like my grandfather just constantly was like, you guys have no idea. Family will always be there in the end, no matter what. And we grew up truly believing that. Brian came into my family and he was mind blown when he saw JJ, Nicole, and I argue. He was like, you guys could really cut each other down mean. And then 2 minutes later, you're okay. And I feel like it's because we know at the end of the day, we could take out anger and certain stuff on each other, but we still love each other and have each other's back.
Right. Well, and I think as well as we were raised with a lot of love. So if my brother and sister ever did anything kind to me, especially my grandparents and my parents would be like, okay, now go give your sister, brother a hug and a kiss. Or when I would see them or any of my cousins or my aunts and uncles, go give them a hug and a kiss. When they would leave, give them a hug and a kiss. And I feel like when you do that at a young age, there's something about that love that's there and you're not afraid to show that affection. And it was crazy to me as I started to get older, more in college when you meet people from different backgrounds, how many people didn't do that with their brothers or sisters or their cousins?
Right.
And I feel like you have to show the love from everywhere. So you have to teach them in about, you know, blood is thicker than water and family is that. And then you also need to have them embrace each other and feel that connection.
We're big huggers.
We're big huggers. I mean, you come to our house every time you leave. It is as if you are going off to war.
My sister got a boob job, and it weirded me out a little bit hugging her after because her boobs would always smash into my chest.
Oh, my gosh.
I would. I'd like, you know what? I don't know if these hugs are that enjoyable anymore.
Whatever. But, you know, I also have to give a compliment. What I thought my mom did so well on raising all of us is she let all of us kids be who we wanted to be as individuals.
And we all had to rejoice that.
We did. And sometimes I'll see families, and I feel like, because they have three girls or three boys, they want them all to dress alike or be alike or go be involved in the same thing. And sometimes I feel like that can bring on competition or a little anger between the children.
Right.
And I think when you embrace who they all are individually, it actually brings them together more.
Like my mom definitely made it like Nicole's the stronger, more athletic one. She always made me feel like the more artsy, girlier one. She made JJ the more wild but funny one. She really
embraced everyone's strengths
and like was very vocal about it, which made us all feel like we brought something to the family. You know, and there's one thing I do with Birdie every night, Brian and I both, and we always say, who loves you? We've taught her since she's been little. She goes through the whole family, huh, Nicole?
Oh, I mean, the whole family.
She'll go Dodo, A, Uncle JJ, Lola, Baby A, V, GG, Pop Up. Like, you guys, she goes through the whole family because Brian and I tell her, we want you to know every day who loves you. And I really feel like it helps her. Don't you feel like Nicole makes her more?
More loving. She loving. Realizes everyone is family and that they love her, so she wants to love them. And I think that's what we have to do for our kids. We just have to teach them and show them the love.
I agree.
Let them embrace it on their own, but we can't forget about the connection of human beings. Mm-hmm. And that's giving hugs and kisses and really feeling that. So I encourage that everyone has their children do that with each other. And it's just the littlest thing, saying thank you to a sibling and giving them a big hug and a kiss. That goes so far when you start that at such a young age.
I agree.
Yeah. So thank you, Diana, for your call. And we are looking forward to more Wednesdays too in 2020.
That's right. And if you want a chance to hear from us, anything from relationships to business life to mom life or whatever else you want advice on, give us a call at 833-Q-BELLAS.
And now it's time for Bella Brains.
But first, a quick break.
Texas Pete is a sauce that allows you to sauce like you mean it. It's generosity in its simplest form, and it's a swagger people have who know what's good.
That's right. Each Texas Pete sauce is packed with bold, balanced flavor.
The signature tanginess is what makes it a legendary hot sauce that can be used on just about anything.
It has been at the center of dinner tables since 1929 and is still heating things up today.
Oh yeah, and you know, you're definitely going to want to try every flavor. The original hot sauce has a famous secret blend of fermented peppers.
The hotter hot sauce is 3 times hotter than the original and not for the faint of heart.
Sabor by Texas Pete adds authentic Mexican flavor.
Yum. And their dust dry seasoning matches the flavor of the original hot sauce in a flavorful dry rub.
It's just making my mouth water thinking about it. I mean, I'm always reaching for the Texas Pete.
I think we put it on our breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
We really do.
And we actually even sneak hot sauce in our purses, so if restaurants don't have hot sauce, we put it on.
Texas Pete goes with me everywhere I go.
Texas Pete, sauce like you mean it.
Visit TexasPete.com and use the store locator to find Texas Pete products as well as purchase sauces and get recipe inspiration.
And use the promo code PODCAST24 for 20% off at TexasPete.com.
When it comes to decorating my home, I like coziness. I like the boho feel. I want it to be light and airy. Pretty much when you walk into my door, I want you to feel that you are truly at home and you have that warm and fuzzy feeling. So, do you want to know something we've all got in common? Here it is. We all want our home to be our happy place, somewhere where we actually look forward to coming home to. Why not make your home your happy place with Wayfair and become a happy new resident of the Wayborhood? Wayfair welcomes all home decorating styles, so they make it easy to find the perfect product for your home, no matter your taste. Plus, the Wayborhood exists in every single zip code because Wayfair helps everyone create a home they love, no matter where they live. Wayfair is the go-to destination for everything home. And with plenty of styles to choose from, Wayfair also makes it easy with fast and free shipping. They'll even help you set up what you get. I have to tell you, one thing I love about Wayfair is their rugs. And this spring, I am getting some new rugs. What I love about Wayfair is that you can literally search the color of rug you'd like, the size, the shape. They even have a diagram of how it would look in your house. Wayfair makes the shopping experience so easy, so quick. A couple little clicks, and before you know it, you have a brand new rug that is on your way to your house. Plus, shipping is pretty incredible. I don't have to wait months for a rug. When I want it, it comes pretty quickly. I love that. Thank you, Wayfair, for making it easy and affordable. So to find your own happy place in the Wayborhood, just visit Wayfair on their website or go through the Wayfair mobile app. Wayfair, every style, every home.
Join Macy's in an effort to shop more sustainably with brands like Carter's Little Planet, Oak, On 34th, Elemis, and more.
Plus, to help bring more parks to more people, Macy's is supporting Trust for Public Lands Community Schoolyards Project, transforming vacant schoolyards into green spaces to help ensure healthy, livable communities for generations to come.
Wow, that is so cool. I feel like there's so many times I drive around and I always look and I'm like, oh my gosh, if that was just a park for kids to be at. One thing I find as a mom that is so healthy
for my children mentally and physically is places for them to run around that feel safe, that have community. I also feel like it's a great place for kids to be social. So I find it absolutely incredible that Macy's is going the extra yard to really help the emotional and physical well-being of children.
Donate online or in-store and learn more at macys.com/purpose.
This week, Bella Brains is hosted by our brother, the Vacation JJ.
Thank you, Bree. Glad to be back for another edition of Bella Brains, the hilarious weekly game show where one twin leaves the room while I ask the other one some questions. And we keep score to see who has the stronger Bella Brain.
That is right. And we are keeping track of who wins each week. And the first one to 5 wins gets a donation by the loser to their favorite charity. The current score is 0-1. Bree in the lead.
That's right.
Whatever, Bree.
So who's going to win this round? Let's find out. It's time for
Bella Brains. Bella Brains. Bella Brains.
Okay, who's leaving the room first?
I guess because Nicole's been sick all week. I'll get up and go.
Okay, good. Thank you.
You ready?
I am ready.
All right. For this week's Bella Brains, I will be asking questions about soccer.
Oh, gosh.
We all grew up playing this sport.
Yep.
Nicole's the rock in the back.
That's right.
Around a dynamic midfielder. So they should know a little bit about soccer. Question one. What does USWNT stand for?
Oh my gosh. USWNT. United Soccer Women's. What is it?
USWNT.
National Team. USW. The United. The US. Wait, United States, US, right? USW, United States Women's National Team.
That is correct.
Yes!
It took a minute, but that is correct.
I'm blaming the flu.
You can't go United States, US.
I'm like, yeah, that's not right.
All right. Congratulations on that.
Yes, thank you.
Question two. Who is the all-time leader in scoring for the United States Women's National Team?
Mia Hamm?
No.
Shoot, it's what's her name with the short hair. Damn it. Oh, I can't think of her name. Well, I'm just going to say this one because we get 3 guesses, right?
You do.
Okay, so Alex Morgan?
No.
Okay.
You have one more guess.
I can't think of her name, Jay.
I will tell you that she is retired. Because to be fair, there's a couple girls with short hair.
Yeah. Shoot, what's her name? She's married to that author. She's the hot one. Whatever. I'm just going to go with Brandi Chastain.
Not even close.
I know.
It is Abby Wambach.
Abby Wambach. That's who I was thinking of. Abby. She's married to the author.
She actually is past Mia Hamm.
Yeah.
Mia Hamm held it for a very long time, and no one's close to them.
Yeah. I knew it was Abby. I just couldn't think of Abby's name.
Yeah, she's like 183 goals or something. And Mia Hamm's like 157, I think. So.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Sorry, Abby, but I love you and think you're hot.
All right. Question three. Who scored the iconic penalty kick to win the World Cup and celebrated by taking her shirt off?
Brandi Chastain.
That is correct.
Woo.
Of course, she remembers something when the girl took her shirt off.
Of course. Loved Brandi Chastain. Well, no, her husband for a while was the head coach of Arizona State University, and I was going to go play soccer for him, Ray Leon.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. So, yay. So, two out of three.
That's pretty good.
Shoot, and I almost had 3 out of 3. Okay, let's get Brie.
All right, Brian, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, so this week, the category is soccer.
Soccer. I feel like I should know all this.
You better.
Yeah, I mean, as I explained, you both grew up playing it, so let's check out the knowledge. Question one. What does USWNT stand for?
USWNT, United States, Women, NT, national, and it's a T at the end. Tryout.
No. You get three guesses, so let's try that again.
Okay, but did I get a lot of them right? A lot of the words right.
I don't know if I'm allowed to tell you that.
No, that doesn't count.
Let's go USWNT.
USWNT.
Brian, if you don't get this one right.
United States Women National Training.
Okay, you have one more guess.
One more. One more.
I know. United States Women National Team.
Yeah, oh my God. If you didn't get that one, I'm glad we got walked out right now.
Yeah.
Training?
Tryout?
Well, you made it sound more complicated than what it was.
I think in your head you made it more complicated than what it was. Okay, question two. Who is the all-time leader in scoring for the U.S. Women's National Team?
Mia Hamm?
No.
Alex Morgan?
No.
Brandi Chastain? Oh.
You guys have the same exact answers, and they're all wrong.
But to be fair, I knew this person, and I couldn't figure out their name, so I just started to say names. But you literally didn't even think of this person, James.
It's Abby Wambach.
Oh, duh.
Duh.
Yeah.
Duh.
Big duh, yeah.
That's why, like, she was on Time Magazine and stuff. I mean, the whole soccer team was, but it's always on her.
No, I don't know if they were Time Magazine.
Well, the whole team. Well, I think you're thinking of the little left fielder. The one that's playing now.
No, the one with the pink hair.
Yeah,
no,
exactly. That's not her.
That's not Abby.
Oh. They have the same haircut. Abby Wambach doesn't play right now.
Oh, okay. Abby was at the ESPYs when we were there. She was being awarded.
Okay, I know. Yeah, dang it.
She's like the one girl that probably could have played for like the U.S. men's team, honestly.
Yeah, she's
she was a beast.
Insane.
She was, Question three. Who scored the iconic penalty kick to win the World Cup and celebrated by taking her shirt off?
Brandi Chastain.
You both got very excited about this.
Yeah. I know.
Because we knew it.
We like when girls take their shirts off.
So now, of course, another tie. This is how it got settled last time. So not fair.
I love tiebreakers because
tie
I just scream
out
answers.
I have a tiebreaker. Okay. Who was the youngest female player to represent the United States national team?
Oh, shoot.
Oh, my gosh. I know. I know this.
Are you guys going to guess or what's going on?
I'm like drew blank.
Who's the youngest female soccer player to represent the United States of America?
Carla Overbeck. Just kidding.
No, no. She was the oldest, I think.
I know.
My gosh.
This would have Alex Morgan.
No.
We're just going to be saying like, names we know.
I know. I feel like it was that girl this
probably
year.
Probably get start.
Is it that left defender? What's her name?
You know, can I get a hint?
Yeah, maybe. What's the first letter of the name?
M.
Mia Hamm.
Yes.
Yes!
I'm like, are you guys serious?
I won!
This is all a rig and cheat.
How is it rigged? You actually
15
asked.
15 years old, by the way.
You 15?
15?
Mia Hamm.
She you know, played for the United States.
I was going to say Mia Hamm.
No, don't lie.
Well, I was.
You lie.
I was, and then I thought, oh, no, because it's, you know.
I mean, you guys just want to go with, like, one of the greatest soccer players of all time?
I know.
I didn't think she was the youngest.
This is the best, though, is Nicole goes, can we get a little hint, you know, like the start of the first name?
Right, I knew, right when I, like,
I yelled
said,
it, and then she's like, this is rigged. You rigged
whatever.
It.
Whatever. You just find ways to cheat all the
you
time.
You rigged it. I capitalized off that.
Jeez. So it's official. Brianna has more knowledge of soccer and was the better soccer player.
No, she does not and was not.
Well, that brings the current score to 2-0, Brianna.
Yes.
Rigged.
Well, thank you, JJ, for hosting another edition of Bella Brains. And you guys, we will be back next week for another edition of
Bella Brains, Bella Brains, Bella Brains.
Thank you, JJ, for hosting Bella Brains.
Yes, and now it's time for Bella Army Q&A.
As always, tweet at Bella Twins with the hashtag Bella's Podcast, and we might pick your question to answer on the show.
That is right, and this week we're answering a tweet from at My Kinda Youth. The question is, if you could switch lives with someone else for one day, who would it be?
Ooh, that's really good.
Yeah, I really like that.
Gosh.
Now, my next question for you would be past or present, but I guess we'll just pick whoever we want. Okay, Brie, you go first.
Oh, this is really hard because there's like so many people.
Well, then I could go first.
You go first.
Well, goodness, wait. I was just about to say someone, but there's so many people that I could choose.
I know. See, I'm but, like, you know who I'm torn between?
Who?
I'm torn between like Oprah, because I feel like it would be really neat to be in her life one day.
Yeah.
Like just the way she inspires people, the way she enjoys wine. She lives in Maui. You know, she does really incredible things. But then I also feel like it'd be really cool to be a rock star for a day and be on stage.
Oh,
and sing and have that feeling.
That's
and what they
one.
Feel. So I'm torn right now.
See, I was torn between Marilyn Monroe or Queen Elizabeth II. Marilyn, imagine just being a day in the life of Marilyn Monroe.
That would be
like,
yeah.
That would be so interesting. And then Queen Elizabeth, just to have that feeling of being royalty and knowing the whole country is like, God save the queen. Like to experience that and all that responsibility and have Winston Churchill come to my door and like talk to me about England type of stuff. That would be insane. Like to talk, be talking to Winston Churchill about World War II stuff. I couldn't even imagine.
I agree. But then I'm kind of thinking maybe be Janis Joplin for a day at Woodstock and see how the hippies really did it.
See, you and I like all the past stuff.
Yeah, that kind of sounds really cool to me.
Yeah.
I might go with that, even though I'd be so drunk that I wouldn't remember.
Wow. Okay, well, then I'm going to go with Queen Elizabeth II. Just to have talks with Winston Churchill and get to know information and also wear a crown and have all those diamonds. That'd be really nice.
So you.
So me.
Well, what can we say?
Yeah, well, everyone, tweet at us. I want to know who would you want to switch lives with for a day.
It's
That's
a big
really
question.
Cool. That's really a great one. You could do past or present. All right, Bella Army. Well, that is it for this week's Bella Army Q&A.
Thanks for tuning in to today's podcast.
Yes, thank you, Bella Army. And I'm engaged.
Yay!
Yay!
That's right. And vote for the winner of this week's Matchup of the Week on Instagram.
Tweet us your questions for Bella Army Q&A with the hashtag Bella's Podcast.
And call 833-QBELLAS to ask us for on-air advice in our segment, Dear Bellas.
And please show us some love by rating the show, leaving a review, and hitting subscribe.
Special thanks to Vacation JJ for being a great Bella Brains host.
And until next week, remember to stay fearless.
And you always go Brie mode if you drink along with us.
See you next Wednesday.
And as Birdie likes to say,
bye-bye.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.